When you find your place at Psalm 33, would you say amen? Amen. Keep on going. We'll get there. Psalm 33, and I'm going to read verse number 12. Psalm 33, verse number 12. The Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His inheritance." I'm going to read that verse again. "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance." Now, I'm aware that this verse applies directly to the nation of Israel, but I also believe that this verse applies indirectly to every single person or nation whose God is the Lord. And we can look to this verse and know that it applies to us today, because we know that those that put God first, God makes it a point to bless them in more ways than we ever can imagine. And I am thankful today, and I'm thankful this morning that as we look at this verse, I want to, for us to be encouraged at the very fact that God has blessed America. And on this Memorial Day weekend, I trust that this message would resonate in our hearts every day of our lives. Listen, I want to title this message this: I'm proud to be an American. I am proud to be an American. I could also say it this way: I am happy to be an American. You know, that word blessed there means happy. Happy is the nation. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. And I say I'm proud to be American. I'm not saying that I'm proud because I deserve it. A lot of times that word proud, when someone says he's proud in a negative way, means basically he thinks he deserves whatever he's getting. But I do not say that I'm proud because I deserve it, but I am proud because I don't deserve it. I don't deserve to be an American. I've done nothing to earn that right in this status on earth besides being born here, but I was born here because God Almighty allowed it. Nothing of my own merit. And I'm so proud to be an American, so happy to be an American because of the grace of God in my life and in your life. Proud as in thankful, proud as in happy. And today I trust that you are too, as we think about these truths. Let me just give you several points here why I am happy or proud to be an American. I do realize, before I venture off into this message, there are many great countries around this world. And I hope that even if you're tuning in today live stream, that you're a part of one of those countries that puts the God of the Bible as a creator, as the one who is the giver and sustainer of life. But today I speak specifically of the United States of America. Number one, I am happy and proud to be an American because, number one, God allowed me to be born in the USA. My friends, that ought to be something you try to practice every day in saying, "God, thank you for letting me be born in America." That is only by the grace of God. Whether you were a citizen by birth or whether you are a citizen by legally immigrating into the United States of America, that is something that we can be happy about. Glory to God. To be born in America, the most beautiful country in the world, in my opinion, and to be born in America with the freedoms that no other country in this world experiences, in my opinion. And I believe it's because of God's grace. And I think we ought to be happy about that. Don't ever take it for granted. Listen, you don't have to travel too far in this world to realize how blessed you are. I remember the first time I took a trip to a third world country. And I want to tell you, I know there are blessed people in third world countries. No doubt about it. I've met many of them and love them and thank God for them. But I want to tell you, you leave a third world country. I can remember I wanted to kiss the ground of American soil when I made it back. I'm telling you, friend, there's no other one like it. Oh, thank God. God allowed me and you. But number two, I am happy and proud to be an American because of the freedoms God Almighty has given us. My friend, listen, we're going to get into this here in just a moment a little more. But our ultimate freedom begins with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through Calvary and the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ where we find true freedom. And let me remind you, lest we forget, and the liberals would want us to forget this, that the founding fathers and those that came before us in the founding of this country, even from the pilgrims coming over, it was as a result of people wanting to worship the Lord Jesus Christ and wanted the freedom to do that without being governed by the state and their religious freedom. I'm telling you, friend, God has given us the freedoms. I think of the first amendment that we experience today, the freedom of expression and religion. The Constitution says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. God has given us that freedom. And I'm thankful when we have our leaders, our government leaders who stand up for that freedom, who speak for that freedom. And I'm thankful for Americans who are grateful for that freedom. It goes on to say, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. And I think of even Amendment 2, the bearing arms, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I believe that's a blessing of the Lord upon our country. And we should not take it for granted. Because you know, we would still, even if we lived in a country where this was not the case, we would still be obligated to live fully for the Lord Jesus Christ. But since we've been given this freedom, why not hold to it and thank God for it? We see we can be happy and blessed because America began its time of making God number one and looking to Him. Number three, I'm blessed and proud and happy to be an American because we're a country that is built on Judeo-Christian values. In other words, the Bible, the Word of God, was an intricate part in the forming of our U.S. Constitution and the forming of our country. We must not forget. Let me remind you of what some of our presidents have said in the past. I like what George Washington, the first president of our great country, said. He said, "It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible." I like what John Adams said, the second president of the United States. He says, "I have examined all religions, and the result is that the Bible is the best book in the world." I like what Andrew Jackson said, our seventh president. He said, "The Bible is the rock on which our republic rests." I like what Abraham Lincoln said when he said, "Intelligence, patriotism, Christianity, and a firm reliance on Him who has never yet forsaken this favored land and are still competent to adjust in the way all our present difficulties." I like what James Madison said, our fourth president. He said, "Cursed be all that learning that is contrary to the cross of Christ." I like what our 34th president said, Dwight D. Eisenhower. He said, without God, there could be no American form of government, nor an American way of life. Recognition of the Supreme Being is the first, the most basic expression of Americanism. Thus, the founding fathers of America saw it, and thus, with God's help, it will continue to be. I like what President Donald Trump just said within the past week. He said some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but not churches, he said. It's not right, he said. He said, so I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. Thank God for those that stand for righteousness. Amen and amen. Listen, we are blessed people in America. And we don't need to be arrogant about it, but we can be proud in a humble way. If that makes any sense, you can, because you can be proud and be thankful that you don't deserve it, but God has given it. My friends, we are blessed to be Americans. Fourthly, we are blessed because of all the men and women who have given their lives for the freedom we experience today. This flag right here, much blood has been shed. The name of this flag, so that we can have the freedom, the wonderful freedom that I experience every day, my family. As I said earlier, over 1.1 million American lives have been given during wartime. And I would say today that every American citizen should feel a measure of indebtedness for the sacrifice so many have made for so many they never even knew. Why? Why did they do that? They did it because they believed that the United States of America was a blessed nation worthy of giving their very life for. And today we honor them. And tomorrow we honor them. And if we follow our God-given obligation, every day we honor them. My friends, parents, you should teach your children to have great respect for this wonderful flag. You should teach your children when at the Pledge of Allegiance that they stand strong, shoulders back, hand over the heart. I remember recently, and kids are they're going to learn. It takes time to learn these things. And me being prior military, sometimes I'm probably a little stricter than I should be. But I told the kids, don't put your hand over your stomach. That's if you're having some stomach problems. When you stand and salute, you put your hand over your heart. That represents your being. That represents honor. And when you cover your heart, you give attention to that flag. You don't wander around, and you give focus. And be thankful, because every time you salute this, I tell them you honor men and women who have shed their blood for your freedom. We ought to encourage our children, and parents ought to set the example. When we see a man or woman in uniform, we ought to go up and shake their hand. Well, in these days, at least go up to them and give them an invisible shake. Amen. Salute them. You ever thought about saluting somebody? Officers? Military? You see them out and about, you can't shake their hand, give them a salute and say, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir, for serving our country. Hey, I'm telling you, that comes from gratitude. That comes from knowing how God has blessed our country. I'm thankful. But fifthly, as I move along here, I'm also happy and blessed and proud to be an American, because I live in a country that stands with Israel. I live in a country that supports and stands with the nation of Israel. And I believe God's blessings are on America because of that very truth. And I'm thankful that we have a president that stands. And we should stand as the local church and as citizens of America, because that is God's chosen nation. He's not forgotten about him, but he has called us to be actually to provoke them to righteousness. And what better way to provoke somebody to righteousness than to pray for them, to love them, and support them? My friends, we ought to have a great love for all people, but I think especially for the Jewish people and the Jewish nation, God's chosen people. And I'm telling you, the blessings of God will be upon you because God promised it, not because Britson Jennings or some politician made some sort of statement. It's because the God of creation, the God of Israel, the God of all, He made a promise in Genesis 12 to Abraham, and He told him this. He said, "Abraham, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." That's a promise from God. The blessings of the Lord. We stand with Israel. I stand with Israel. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Hey, I'm looking forward because that's where our King is coming back one day to set up His reign for the 1,000-year millennium. He's going to be in charge. He's going to have everything in order. There's not going to be any more elections. Glory! Hallelujah! No more of trash talking. No more of this. No. There are no options on the table, my friend. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, will be ruling this earth. Not just one town or city or country, not just one continent, but the whole globe will be brought under the power of Jesus Christ. And I'm looking forward to it. We'll be here with Him, ruling with Him. Who knows, Lord might even put me in charge of Arcade. Hallelujah. Just maybe. Amen. My friends, we can be thankful. We can be blessed. We can be happy as Americans. Because as a rule and as a tradition, normally America has made God, the God of the Bible, its Lord. But there is a need for us to remain steadfast. And God will always have a remnant. You say, "Brinson, have you looked at the news lately? Have you looked at the country lately? It's in shambles. It's falling apart. It's divided, my friends." Yes, I do see that if I watch the news all day. But if you could just stop watching the news all day and read your Bible, I guarantee you'd be a lot more happy. You'd be a lot more blessed because you'd see that there's a sovereign God who's in control, who's still changing lives, who's still transforming people, who's still transforming communities and countries and cities, and He's still on the throne up in glory using His people just like you and me, and He's making an impact. And my friends, it's time for us to realize we have a great and awesome responsibility to be stewards of freedom. Have you thought about that, my friend? Have you thought about the fact that God has called you to be a steward of freedom? Some of us, including myself, many times act like spoiled brats, like we're entitled to this freedom, like we deserve it, and we just go on about our business thinking nothing of it. But my friend, that is a tragedy to think that way. May God help us to be stewards of freedom as we think about what the Lord has done for us. And then lastly, as I try to bring this message to a close, I'm happy and blessed and proud as an American because God's promise is to those who trust Him. And I'm thankful that when I look at American currency, I'm reminded that I live in a country, though not always do they practice it, but what it was founded upon is in God we trust. I believe it. I believe it. In fact, you ought to take it a punch. You say you don't have gospel tracts. You know a way you can witness, friend? When you pay for your bill or pay for something, you can say, "Can I just remind you that the message on this dollar applies to you and me?" Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. We trust in God, and Jesus is His name. I'm thankful today that we can trust in God and know that His blessings will be upon us as we trust Him. You say, "How do you know that?" The Bible says it so many times. I think of one instance in Psalm 2:12. It says, "Blessed are all they," not just some, but all they "that put their trust in Him." And God We Trust is our motto as Americans. But it should be even more so as born-again believers of local church assemblies. In God We Trust. We trust. Even in July 30th of 1956, again, marked when Congress and then President Dwight D. Eisenhower approved In God We Trust to become America Nation's motto. And the question is today I have for you, church, and I have for myself, are we going to trust God in these days where persecution may come? Are we going to trust God when times get tough? When things don't go our way? My friends, I have been so guilty these past couple weeks of not trusting God. Taking things in my own hands and what I call an adult temper tantrum. Did anybody else this past week have an adult temper tantrum? You say, what is that, Brother Brinson? That's when you get disgruntled because something didn't go your way. Did anybody throw a temper tantrum this week? Yes, you did. Amen. Yes, you did. Yes, I did. But what we need to do is to understand that all comes when we just don't pause and trust God for the situation He's placed us in. Our family, our church, our country, for such a time as this, it's no, as Brother Ben sang, it's no time to cower in fear, my friends. We got to stand up and look to the Lord God Almighty, and God We Trust to protect us no matter what. My friends, I know I've said this before, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but in my opinion, we have it the easiest of any Christian generation from the beginning of time. And if we're not careful, it's just going to spoil us. But the way to combat a spoiled mentality is gratitude. It's service, it's humility, and serving others, serving our country, serving the folks in our church, and being grateful. It will combat a spoiled attitude. Just simply being grateful. Oh, we need to trust the Lord. Are we going to be a generation that turns our back to God? I say no. I say no. I say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for Crooked Creek Baptist Church, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to trust Him. We're going to walk by faith. We're going to stand in grace, but we're going to stand in boldness and in truth and proclaim the glories of Jesus Christ in our community, not being ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Oh, my friend, we can't cower. We can't turn our backs. May God give us a revival of trusting Him and walking by faith and being a grateful people. Parents, we must not blame our children for their ungrateful attitudes. Because I want to tell you, more is caught than taught. And may God see your voice and your heart uttering often of how grateful you are to God for the blessings on your life and the blessings on this country. You talk about that, they'll catch it. It's contagious. It's contagious. My friends, let the Lord bless you and help you in this and me. Are we going to pray for our nation like never before through this? Are we going to pray for our nation like never before? Has this been a renewing? Are we going to come to church faithfully like never before? Some Christians were making church non-essential way before the government was. But it's time now for Christians to say, you know what, I sure have, and humble themselves and say, I'm getting my family back to the house of God. I'm taking my family and my kids to church. Enough of this being lazy and spoiled and prideful and thinking that I'm entitled to have pleasure without God. My friends, that'll backfire on you. Oh no, you say, blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. And if God is your Lord, you will have your family in church. And you will be faithful. And I will be faithful. My friends, listen, it's a blessing being American. It's a blessing having the freedoms we have, but we have an awesome responsibility to be a steward of that freedom and to be faithful to our God and faithful to our country. I trust that the Lord will give us an awakening. I'm praying that. Please pray that with me, church. Are we going to share our faith with an unbelieving world like never before? Is that going to be true, church? Are we going to just let God open up the windows of heaven as we take that step of faith and say, God, You've blessed us for a reason. Give us boldness to step out and start sharing our faith openly. Even if it means persecution. Even if it means we get laughed at, mocked at. My friends, I pray that it will. Someone quoted this, the church is God's means to awaken a nation. I believe that. And if you don't believe that, friend, that's part of the problem. We have got to believe that the hope of America relies on the local church filled with born-again believers who love their Bibles and have a fear of Almighty God and want to make an eternal impact. And we got to decide as a church, is that going to be Crooked Creek Baptist Church? No matter what church down the street does, no matter what the church down the side of town does, or what on the side of the country, what are we going to do, church? We're going to give an account for what we did from this church in our generation. May God give us an awakening like never before. Please pray with me that God would do that. Listen, if we really trust God, His blessing of power will be poured upon us. And let me be clear, unless I have been confusing. Our confidence is not in America, but it is in the God who has blessed America. It's in the God who has blessed our nation, who's given us the freedom we have. This is real stuff here. This is not just a speech. This is the truth of the Word of God. May we be humbled by the fact that God has chosen us, even though we didn't deserve it. This country deserved nothing of God. But He looked down on us. He said, just like He did with the nation of Israel, America, I'm going to bless you. Because I want to bless you to show forth My righteousness, My glory. And may the Lord help us to maintain that, to keep that. And may the Lord be honored. Listen to what Charlie Dent said back in 1960. He said, freedom does not come without a price. We may sometimes take for granted the many liberties we enjoy in America, but they all have been earned through the ultimate sacrifice paid by so many of the members of our armed forces. My friends, may we not take it for granted. Listen to what Theodore Roosevelt said, who was our 26th president. He was in term from 1901 to 1909. Listen to the quote he made over 100 years ago. He said, I believe that the next half century will determine if we will advance the cause of Christian civilization or revert to the horrors of brutal paganism. Quote, Theodore Roosevelt. And I echo the call of our 26th president and say the same thing. I believe that the next half century will determine if we will advance the cause of a Christian civilization or revert to the horrors of brutal paganism. And we as a local church cannot be ultimately dependent upon Washington, D.C. But let me tell you who's going to be held responsible. For the change of tide, it's going to be the local church. It's going to be the local church believers getting serious about God and experiencing revival. That's the way, the best way that we can honor the 1.1 million lives who have shed their blood for this country. That is the ultimate way we can honor the one who shed His precious blood 2,000 years ago on an old rugged cross so that we could be free from ever from the wrath of God. Oh, my friends, I have bared my heart with you this morning. I trust that the Spirit of God has worked in our hearts. And I trust that we won't just leave here motivated in the flesh. But my prayer is that we will be motivated by the power of the Holy Spirit, who we know the Word of God is truth. Blessed is the nation. Blessed is the church. Blessed is the person whose God is the Lord. I have a picture here. I realize that you cannot see it very clearly if you're on live stream. I have a little picture here that I keep in my window right over here behind me so that I can see it every time I sit at my desk. So I can see it. And it's a picture of D-Day landing. American soldiers, probably around the age of 18 to 20, getting off these landing vessels, opening the door to extreme German artillery. Hundreds and thousands of bullets whistling by their heads, taking out many of them on the first wave. And I think of that gate opening up and them heading out. And I say, first of all, thank you, God, for those men that gave their lives on D-Day that day. Americans and the British and Canadians and the French, we all landed on the beach that day, all together. And that would turn the tide of the war. That would overtake Hitler. And that we would win the war by God's grace. But I want to tell you what it reminds me more than anything. It reminds me, as a Christian, I have a grave responsibility, an awesome responsibility, to be a steward of the freedom that has been given me to live for God fully in this blessed nation. My friends, may we not forget. May we not forget. Would you pray with me? Father, oh God, You are an awesome God. A loving and gracious God. Merciful. You've blessed our nation, the United States of America. And God, though many are turning their backs on You, may there be a remnant, God, of people across this nation who stand up with more fervor and more boldness than ever before. May local churches be revived. Just like Crooked Creek Baptist Church, where we have gotten sleepy. Where we have slumbered. Where we have been spoiled. And move us, God. Awaken us. That we may arise. And do exactly what You've called us to do. May You take this message. And use it for Your glory. And may we be changed forever. Because of Your Word. And the power of Your Spirit. I pray all these things in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. The name above all names. Amen.